How many minutes do we have before the show starts?
Two.
Okay, I think we're close enough to showtime, right? Let's get it rolling here.
Wow, we're synced. That's crazy.
In 3, 2, 1.
WTF? Someone said of us a cactus. We get cactus.
Cactus?
Main cactus turn on.
Oh snap.
How are you, bold losers? All your pranks all belong to us. You are on your way to laughter.
What you say on your radio?
You have no chance to change the station. Make you a call to the prank show. Ha 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 ha.
It's the prank show on Cacti Radio.
Woo!
Today is September 3rd, 2011. I'm your host, RTH. With us this evening is our ever-lovable Cacti Radio director, RBCP.
Cactus.
Also, Pseudo's in the background, just doing her homework.
Hi.
We've got a call already this evening. Let's find out who it is.
Rob, I think I know who this is.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh.
Cactus?
Hi, Rob.
Awesome.
Roxy? Is that you?
I miss you guys. Brad, I miss you.
Do you miss me the most?
Yes.
Yes.
I want you to bury your face in my...
The JJ.
You're screwing up my intro. I'm hanging up on you.
He's derailing everything. Goddamn, Roxy. Rob. I think it's possible that we might have a new listener. Did you happen to see the thing I posted on Skype?
What's that?
You should definitely read that before you do anything tonight. Trust me.
Does she know that it's Cacti?
Yeah, she Googled your phone number and that letter to Cacti, and we know, she's listening to us right now.
I wanted you to know this evening that one of my shout-outs was to you, Miss Dabneyport.
Daddy.
Dabney, if you want to call in, and everybody else, if you want to call in, the number to dial is 505-796-5695, or Skype us at The Prank Show.
I wonder how she thinks that her tweets reach millions if she only has 573 following.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Well, on her other Twitter, she has 20,000 following.
Hmm.
So 5,000 plus 20,000 clearly equals 1 million.
Can you guys mention this after I say all the other shit I have to
say? Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Tonight's show is...
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
The number 1510, the word allergens, and the letter P. Tonight's episode is dedicated to Alan Zuckerman. And I want to give some big shout-outs to Dabneyport, Josh, and Kyle. Also want to plug phonelosers.org and failblog.org. Brad or Pseudo, you have anything to plug this evening besides your girlfriend?
Nope, just my girlfriend's wonderful vagina, which I miss.
I don't have a girlfriend.
You have like 10 bitches lined up for you. You have all the PLA chicks ready to give you ass.
But I don't love any of them, you know?
You don't need to love them all.
Can I make an announcement?
You can plug something if you want.
That's what she said! Woo!
I just wanted to say that I met Night Asylum last night, and he's fucking awesome, and he gave me a Cactus Lane street sign.
Sweet.
And I love it, and it's cool.
So some big shout-outs to Night Asylum for actually getting your fat ass out of your mom's basement.
Yep.
If you want to check out the show, be sure to subscribe over at cactiradio.com/prankshow. And you can go ahead and email me at rth@cactiradio.com. We need prank ideas and MP3s. I'm probably going to play a little mix of Maria Hernandez's music this evening because she sent me a ton of it. And thank you for changing it to MP3 from M4A, whatever the fuck it was. God.
People do that shit to me all the time. I just delete those emails.
I was nice enough to give them a second chance, so they did, in fact, convert them to MP3, so I appreciate that. So if you got any songs you want to send, drop them at rth@cactiradio.com. But for the love of God, make sure they're MP3s. Maria got the only second chance you fuckers are going to get.
And also because it's 2011 and, you know, MP3s.
Yeah.
Retards.
Fuckers. It's also Rappy McRapperson's birthday, so you should definitely add Rappy on Facebook and give him a big ol' happy birthday. Just a big ol' Rappy, Rappy birthday. Rappy, Rappy birthday. Okay, so I should probably play this clip so people know what the hell we're talking about after I add HBB. Hey, HBB.
Hi.
Did you get your equipment back?
Sort of. Mm. Mom isn't down my throat anymore, so.
That's sweet. She's not shitting down your neck anymore?
She's probably listening right now.
Probably. Her and Dabneyport and Alan.
They're conspiring together.
Brad, do you want to officially apologize on air to HBB for writing that terrible book that got her in so much trouble?
I apologized earlier this week, and I really am sorry, HBB, that I got you grounded, and I owe you one.
Yeah,
it's okay.
It's kind of all of our faults.
We're dicks.
But you're the one who let your mom get a hold of that book, so...
Hey, I was asleep.
I'm going to play the clip so everybody knows why this one bitch on Twitter is really pissed off. She happened to be tweeting something to one of her friends that went something like this. My neighbors have Verizon and horrible customer service. I love my Comcast. Anyway, she's this fat chick who really loves Comcast and apparently doesn't like Verizon, so I called her up and it went something like this.
For quality or training purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Who's this?
Hello, this is Roy with Public Relations.
How can I help you?
We noticed on your Twitter feed that you had been writing some libelous statements about our company. We're going to have to ask that you have those removed immediately.
I didn't write anything libel. I said that I love Comcast.
You made some statements about our horrible customer service.
That wasn't liable. I said that my neighbor said that. I've never used for cable. Who are you?
Ma'am, unfortunately, my legal department has notified me that you're
still... Well, who are you?
Ma'am, I'm Roy.
Can you tell me hello?
If you give me a moment to talk, just shut your gob and I'll say my name is Roy.
Did you just tell me to shut my mouth?
No, ma'am, I didn't tell you to shut your mouth.
What did you say? I'm having a really hard time hearing you.
Ma'am, maybe you should turn your phone up and put your phone to your ear, and I can tell you my name is
Roy.
My phone
is to my ear. Why are you being so rude to me? I can't believe you're calling me this time of night.
Ma'am, if I wanted to be rude to you, I could certainly be rude to you. I haven't been rude to you. I could call you a fat bitch.
Pardon me?
Ma'am, if I wanted to be rude to you, I'd call you a fat bitch. I haven't been rude to you at all.
Okay, well, I'm going to go tweet about that, Roy. Thanks.
Ma'am, don't tweet anything about...
Okay, yeah, Roy, sure.
If you tweet anything about... We're going to have to bring legal action against you.
You can call and say if you wanted to call me a fat bitch, I can't tweet about it. Okay.
You won't be able to afford any more sides of beef.
She sounded like a yeller.
She sounded like a yeller, but she was eating a sundae.
Hello?
Hello, ma'am. I think we got disconnected.
Yes, Roy. Can I please speak with your supervisor?
Supervisor,
I'm not going to be spoken to the way you're speaking to me, so why don't you get your supervisor on the phone?
Well, ma'am, I don't have a supervisor available.
You don't have a supervisor? Well, I don't even know if you are for... But I'm going to tweet if some guy named Roy is saying that he can call me a fat bitch if he wants to.
I'll be happy to have my manager call you later this evening once they're available.
Okay, thank you, Roy.
And that's that.
That was awesome.
Yeah. She's a little upset that we don't like her nasty things that she says on the internet.
You're mean to me on the phone, so I'm going to go tweet about it.
Oh.
To my millions of followers.
Oh, I don't have her Twitter account open at the moment. Somebody should read a couple of those tweets. Brad, read some of her responses since we've talked.
One tweet from Dabney says, "Dear at Verizon, please contact me with a professional so I can determine if your company actually called me and not a hoax. Thanks." Next one down, it's an at to somebody. It says, I am horrified that someone just called to threaten me and used foul language. This is another one. Dear Verizon, do you have someone named Roy working for you? So rude. Says if he wanted, he could call me a fat bitch. Honestly? Number four. Wow, just got a call from someone telling me I am liable for my tweet censorship.
Fuck, you know, that fat bitch.
You're trying to censor her. And I guess that might be it.
She posted on Cacti Radio's wall.
Okay, Sudo, yes. You read the Cacti Radio shit.
Okay, this
read
is
it
her
in Dabney's voice.
I'm appalled by your approach. I was impersonated recently in an attempt to hurt my brand, and that person is facing jail time, as you should. How could you think that defaming brands using global word of mouth is funny? I reach millions on Twitters, and you did damage tonight. How did you get my number? And then I, of course, responded with, how does 573 followers translate to your Twitter reaching millions? And she hasn't responded yet.
Well, she did just post something new, though. I just posted it.
Okay. I have 20,900 followers on Twitter. They contacted me off of my backup account. Do you feel this is appropriate? With intent, defame a brand via phone calls where a consumer is treated badly? I'm going to respond, I think, hilarious. So, you're a fat bitch.
Let's call her up and see if she's interested in discussing this further.
For quality or training purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Hello?
Hello, is this Dabney? Aw, goodbye, Dabney. She only picked up long enough to say hello. Well, we'll call her back one more time. Maybe she just didn't understand how the phone works.
She has Twinkies in her ears.
That sounds like the most likely.
Dabney, put the ice cream down.
Hi, it's Dabney. Sorry I missed your call. Please,
I'm out having
so,
a sundae.
I will return your call as soon as I can.
Wow, Sudo, you did her voice perfectly.
At the tone.
Oh, Roxy's calling in.
Hey.
Hey, you're on a decent microphone now.
Yeah. I was on my phone earlier.
Ah, that's what it was.
Yeah, because like my shit. Skype was failing. But oh my god, I miss you guys.
We miss you too.
I love you.
We love you more.
Oh, yeah. We're glad you're here, Roxy. Did you get to hear the fat bitch?
Yes, I was listening.
But she's not the worst one. The worst one has to be Alan.
Yes. I noticed on cactiradio.com, you know, it shows the Facebook, both the fat bitch and the Alan Zuckerman guy are on there. If you guys go to cactiradio.com, you can see what they say.
They're really unhappy.
You know what? This bitch just said something on Alan Zuckerman's status. Alan Zuckerman says a major company such as Twitter probably wants to know that this radio network impersonated their customer service department and used profanity, calling myself a business partner. She just posted this 12 minutes ago. Hi, Alan. This radio station just contacted me telling me that I must remove a tweet. Used profanity. I thought it was Verizon, so I did tweet, making millions of negative impressions for Verizon. This is illegal. They should be shut down. And it looks like she deleted her comment under Brad's comment, complaining customer wackiness has lined up for us.
40 board on tinychat.com/phonelizards has a message for you. He says, fun show sucks.
It's a good thing I'm not doing it for the next 6 weeks.
Yeah.
I'm in training working for a major telephone company who will not be named. They just opened a social media section.
Let's think about how many major telephone companies are in Texas, and I think we'll figure out where you work.
Yeah, it's like one of probably three.
Has Alan the Entitled answered back yet? Because he really is the kind of guy who wants to know everybody's business. Because he called me a bunch today. He kept calling me back. He was really, really stern on the fact that unless I told him how I got his number and who set him up to be prank called, he was going to call the Roy, New Mexico police.
Were you talking to him, or is it just messages he's leaving?
Oh, no. Him and I had two conversations, each about 20 minutes long.
I'm going to start playing my messages that I'm getting on Skype. I used to get some messages like, hi, I got prank called last night. I'm going to report you to the police, you know?
Rob, you need to do what Roxy does. She has her number disguised on cactiradio.com so that people can't Google her number and come back to Cacti.
Can we call me Stacy because I just got a job?
Oh, and you know, fuck you and your 5 billion fucking names. Can we just hang up on her?
No.
Can we hang up on Stacy / Roxley /
I won't be able to talk to you for a whole week.
If she doesn't shut up, maybe. Shut up. So does
I'm
any...
so scared of losing shut this up. Job.
Then shut up. Then you don't talk so much.
Your job at AT&T? Oh, sorry.
So, the thing with Alan was that his friend is apparently the one that runs his website. And, of course, you know, I got some Whois information. And I called the number. And I'm like, yeah, is Alan there? And the guy's like, no, he's not here. And then he hangs up. And then, like, I don't know, 20 minutes later, Alan calls back. And he's like, why did you call my friend? And I'm like, oh, yeah, I was trying to reach you. You wrote something stupid and you need to take it down. And he's like, oh, I'm not going to take it down. He got kind of annoyed about that. He didn't really get too pissed off. And then the call just kind of ended. And then he called back. He's like, I know it was a prank call. And I know that you're from Cacti Radio. And I want to know who set me up for the prank call. I'm like, nobody set you up. It was just random. You know, just found you on Twitter. And he's like, no, I have an enemy in Roy, New Mexico. And he set me up on this. And you're going to tell me his name.
He knows somebody in Roy, New Mexico.
Or at least New Mexico. Yeah. Or somebody who calls him from New Mexico or something like that. And he's like, somebody set me up. And you're going to tell me who set me up. And he kept calling me back and calling me back. He's like, you have no life. You jerk off in your mom's basement. Or maybe I said that, but whatever. And he's just like, I'm awesome. You don't do the things that I do because I'm awesome. And
no, you aren't, dude. Don't lie.
I'm just like, you need to understand that it was just random. He's like, it wasn't random. I'm an important person. And the only way someone would prank call me is if somebody set me up. Because there's no way I'm just a random person. I'm important in this world.
So he's convinced that he has an enemy in Roy, New Mexico, but he doesn't know the guy's name.
Yeah, he doesn't know who the enemy is, but he knows somebody set him up because he's like, how did you know that Josh is my friend? I'm like, you told me Josh was your friend. He's like, I didn't tell you Josh was my friend. I'm like, yeah, you called me back and asked me why I was calling your friend Josh.
Can we call him and ask him if he'll sign a waiver for Cacti Radio so we can play his call?
Hey, Alan, if you're listening, I'm going to call you right now, so be sure to pick up the phone, buddy.
And yell a lot.
We get more listeners this way.
He wanted to help us with our SEO results.
Nice.
Come on, Alan. You said I could call you at any time, buddy.
I think we need to pay Alan.
He'll be the first Cacti Radio employee to get paid.
Except for you and Rob, of course.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Maybe we should call his buddy Josh.
And Carlita.
Oh, right.
Hey, Alan.
Thank you for calling. You've reached the voicemail of Alan Zuckerman with Reach Local. I'm either on the phone or in a meeting. If you can please leave your name.
He's so awesome. He has meetings to go to.
Yeah, 11 o'clock at night.
Right now, Dabney is trying to rally the internet right on the Cacti Radio wall. I don't see any new posts, so apparently it's not working too well.
What happened to her million followers?
Oh my gosh, we have a hashtag now. Pound Cacti Radio.
How they keep calling and calling. How is this legal? I only called you once, and then our call got disconnected, and I called you back.
Yeah, she needs to delete one of those callings.
Yeah, there's too many callings there.
Daphne. It's like her mom tried to say Daphne, but couldn't get it out.
Also, she wanted a supervisor to call her back, and, you know, I think a supervisor needs to call her back, so she should pick up her phone. I don't understand.
I'm retweeting her tweet from Phone Losers Twitter.
Somebody... We need to start using that hashtag.
Somebody needs to send her a message to let her know that a supervisor is standing by to talk to her this evening.
So this guy named Kevin Mullet is responding to her. He's like, I can't believe a corporation do that. And then he's like, you know, this damages brands' reputations, blah, blah, blah. I'm certain brands are not amused by this. And he's got kevinmullet.com. I wonder if we can call him up and ask his opinion about this.
Maybe so.
Kevinmullet.com. I got to see a picture of this guy.
Oh, you don't want to.
Is he a fan of certain hairstyles?
He's got a buzz cut, thank God. I don't think that would work for him very well.
That's kind of a misleading name.
Yeah. Talk about misleading products. Mr. Mullet is doing buzz cuts.
Urging everyone to, like, spam our wall.
What was that, Brad? Everything kind of went wonky there.
Oh, I said everyone should go to the Phone Losers Twitter and retweet Dabney's post. She's encouraging people to harass us.
Wait. Wouldn't that help us if they called us more? Our radio station would have more material. She's getting the word out about our radio station.
Hello, is this Kevin? Oh, Roxy, fucking shut up.
We didn't hear anyone pick up.
He picked up for like 3 seconds, and then he was listening to Roxy blah, 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 blah.
You're not allowed to talk on this show, Roxy.
Fine, I won't talk for a whole week.
How about six?
For quality or training purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Hello, Kevin?
Do you really have any idea what time of evening it is?
I have no idea what time of the evening is. I just wanted to know your opinion.
It's inappropriate to call me, so good night.
We know he's awake because he keeps tweeting.
You know what time it is?
Kevin, if you're listening to the show, please call back at 505-796-5695. We'd really like to know your opinion on haircuts and all things Twitter.
Can we call back one last time?
No, no. Kevin's been very explicit. He doesn't want us to call him. And he's got a lot of clout with the internet, and we could get kicked off the air.
We could get kicked off the internet.
He does have more followers than Dabney. His tweets might reach billions in that case. Dabney, just please stop calling my phone. You have called my number 3 times. You are harassing me. In attempts to have a good time, you are crossing the line.
Dun, dun, dun.
Dabney, I want to help you out because I don't think you could cross the line even if you trained for 6 weeks.
Why don't you have the rimshot sound effect?
I don't know, because you haven't emailed it to me.
We're dicks. You didn't ask me to.
Well, do it.
You know, Dabney, if you took the Twinkies out of your ear and answered the phone the first time, we would have to keep calling back 3 times.
Her kid is Little Diva.
Oh my god.
Also, just for anyone who's considering buying her brand, I hear that she sells fake coaching sessions. Just saying. I hope that doesn't hurt her brand.
She'll tell you how to fucking put Twinkies in your ears and eat ice cream.
The Divalicious package, 360-minute sessions per month where it's all about you. Find your big girl panties package, 330-minute sessions per month.
What the fuck?
Upon completion, you will receive a fabulous pair of big girl panties.
I hate this lady's blog. She's got socialmediagirlfriends.com, and she has a blog on it. So maybe she'll make a big post about us.
Hey, we're plugging her shit. Come on, we're being nice.
If you complete the session, she will send you a pair of her big girl panties.
Oh,
what?
Are they used panties, Dabney? Can we buy your used panties? Can I use them as a pillowcase? Fuck, I could probably use them as a pool cover. I'm trying to understand her shit. So is she like a self-help guru, or is she like a closet dominatrix?
She's a life coach. Divorcing like a diva.
You can be a cunt and take more than half of what he has.
Guys, she sells something. It's the Divorce Diva Boot Camp. It's a 5-week program.
She's basically trying to turn her divorce into a win? What the fuck?
Do you want to hear something else from her site?
Yeah, please.
I sure do.
More of Dabney's encouraging words.
She has a section called Junior Divas, and it says they've assembled a group of our younger generation of divas to represent all young girls and women. And it's a blog. For kids.
Oh my god.
Are you going to join HBB?
Hell no.
Come on, be a diva.
I don't like Twinkies.
But you could get a pair of her big girl panties.
You cannot hurt a Twinkie!
Don't you want some of her big girl panties?
No, I couldn't fit in them.
What do you mean you couldn't fit them? I could fit 20 of you in them.
Oh, make some friends, HBB, and you can share them.
The Diva Store is coming soon, guys. Are you a woman who has experienced a great deal of adversity? Have you looked around and wondered how other women who have gone through what you have are able to believe in themselves again and live a successful life? Well, I can help you there. We're just giving her more customers, probably. We have probably a lot of divorced people.
Yeah, she's going to have 1,000,011.
Now on her homepage, It says, follow me on Twitter. There's a little box, and it shows her recent tweets.
I doubt her box is little. Okay, wow. So here's some stuff from Alan.
Roy, how's it going? I love the prank calls. I think you're hilarious. Did have a couple questions about, like, what prompted the prank call that your station, Cacti Radio Network, decided to make today. If you can give me a call whenever you get a chance, I would greatly appreciate it. I'm at 847, and you can prank me a million more times. I would love to participate. I think you're doing a great thing. So, just give me a call back. Talk to you soon. Thanks, Roy.
So that's Alan's opinion of us.
Jen, your comments to Dabney. Look, everyone, it's the L. Ron Hubbard for fat, ugly, bitter divorce broads. I love Jen.
Oh, man, I love her more.
I love her the most. I win.
Don't get on my Jen. She's mine.
Alan, how do I contact you? Can I call you? If so, email rth@cactiradio.com with a good time and number to reach you at.
Maybe he'll be a new fan. It's like Night Asylum. I fucked him over pretty bad, and like he's a listener now. I cost him like $80 or something.
Wait, what happened to Night Asylum?
That's how he's a person that we know, because I got him to like buy CB radios and toasters and stuff.
Ah, so he still buys more crystals, right?
No. He figured out it was fake on the phone show, live on the air. I'm just saying, though, you know, Alan, he might be like our new listener. We're going to start seeing him in Tiny Chat every night.
Hey, guys. Alan Zuckerman is requesting to add me on Facebook. What do you suggest?
I suggest you block him like everybody else should.
No, I'm going to add him.
I'm going to add him. Well, he didn't request me, but when he does...
It's not my personal Facebook, so... You know what? I'm going to friend suggest him for you, Arby.
Too late. I just added him.
He loves Cacti Radio Network.
Hey, Stacy, how come you delete all my picture posts? You suck. What's up with that?
Oh, because I don't want to be tagged.
You're paranoid.
I know.
I'm not paranoid.
Yes, you are.
No, I'm not.
That's exactly what you are. That's the only definition for it.
You change your name every week. How could you not be paranoid?
Oh, come on.
You're like a Linux user.
I'm actually not a Linux user. I'm half Linux, half Windows.
Well, I'm Stacy, and I'm a Linux.
It's a funny story, because Rob actually called me on the phone for that soundbite. It's so funny. I didn't understand why he was calling me. I was like, that's it? He was like, yeah, that's all.
Nobody understands why I call them.
Hellerbeck is online.
Yeah. Let's add him. He has a lot of great ideas. So if
She just posted some more.
You know what she's going to do? She's going to bore the hell out of her followers. We've removed things? She says we removed things. Cacti has removed things. I haven't removed anything.
There are many things that we should be removing.
Yeah, Dabney, I see all your comments. Do you know that you have to click the little box that says expand? It's like the little zipper on your pants you use. No,
are
I'm
sure
just kidding.
Is it a zipper or is it just one of those Velcro things?
No, it's a big fucking elastic band.
Everybody needs to be posting on Twitter with pound cacti radio.
Hashtag cacti radio.
Yes. Hey, we need to start making Twitter accounts.
A Dabney note? She's still bitching.
Oh, man, in the past hour, she's done at least 20. Holy shit. Got a call from Roy telling me I'm liable for my tweet. Oh, my God.
Well, she's talking about somebody stole her identity before, and they're facing jail time. I'm like, yeah, that's because they stole your identity. They did not call you pretending to be a corporation just to have fun with you, or... call someone else pretending to be you just to prank call them. They stole your identity. That's a whole different bag. Dumbass.
Now she's complaining about Comcast. I thought she said she loved her Comcast.
Oh, this is before Rob started on her.
No, this is 2 hours ago.
Oh.
Why is my Comcast on demand never working? Are you out there, Comcast Bill? Comcast Melissa?
What? She said she loved Comcast. Dabney,
I know, right?
How can this I believe you when you change your story all the time? I'm trying to stick up for you.
She's such a diva.
How can we believe her? How can we believe anything she says now?
She just wants us to put her on a pedestal, but every time she sits on it, it breaks. So I don't understand why she gets so upset.
She doesn't look that fat in her on her page. So
it's just her Twitter picture that looks like she has four chins.
Yeah.
And she does mention that she has big girl panties.
A brand that you can trust. I love, love, love Verizon and VZ Friend. A brand you can trust.
You know, I think her body looks fine. It's just she has a butter face, you know? Everything's good about her body. Butter face, so.
I don't know if her body's necessarily that good. She's obviously, like, middle-aged mother material and not, like, MILFy. She could use a couple extra hours on the treadmill.
Well, she's got a bunch of pictures of her when she played football. I think she used to be a linebacker. Were you number 86, Dabney?
Do you see her holding the brick cell phone in one of her pictures? I was like, wow.
She's always been a big, big, big important person.
Apparently. I think Jen needs to call in.
She has such a great voice. I loved hearing it every day at DEF CON.
She needs to be on Tiny Chat, too. Or, like, you know, video. She's on Tiny Chat. She's just not broadcasting. Goddamn Jen.
So, Sudo, you actually had a number for us this evening. Is the person
Yeah, I can't talk during this one because this guy used to know me, but he's basically a DJ that failed and then ended up doing real estate.
We're going to say your name a lot.
Please don't.
So, what is the number? Put it in the chat, and we will see if he's awake.
Yeah, he's probably awake. It's only 10 o'clock in his time zone.
Fuck you, Chris Ellerbeck.
What?
C-Bucks tried to call in, but he's not getting it.
Now, think of something good.
This is David.
Hey, David. This is Roy. One of my buddies gave me your card.
Oh, great.
Yeah, awesome.
Hi, Roy.
Yeah.
Who's your buddy?
My buddy Tim.
Tim.
Mm-hmm.
Tim.
Yeah. Anyway, I've got a wedding coming up for my daughter, and I really need somebody to DJ for me, and Tim said you were an awesome guy and that you had a whole deck and the whole thing and you could do me up right.
Oh, well, I'm having trouble placing who Tim is.
Tim Stoltz?
And, Tim who?
Tim Stoltz.
Tim Stoltz.
Hmm?
Are you in Las Vegas?
Yeah, I'm actually near the Strip.
Hmm.
Do you know where the Rio is?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'm not far from there. Anyway, I want to know, are you available?
To do a wedding as a DJ?
Yes.
You know, I actually don't do weddings.
What kind of DJing do you do?
I do, like, club stuff.
Okay. I'm definitely out there a lot. Actually, I kind of wanted to hear your stuff before I hired you on. Where can I hear you play?
Well, I'm pretty sure I've got a gig at the Artisan this weekend.
Are you pretty sure or are you very sure? Because I'm not going to take time out of my day unless you're very sure.
Hey, no, that's okay. You know what? Why don't I just call you once I'm really sure?
No. You know what? Why don't you call them up and double check it? And if you're booked, then I'll go and check out your gig.
All right. That sounds all right.
You are a full-time DJ, right? That's what you do.
No? I'm not a full-time DJ. I don't even know. I'm a full-time real estate agent. I
don't understand. No. Tim said that you were an awesome DJ, not a real estate agent, not some tweed suit fag. What the hell? Are you a DJ or are you a real estate agent? I don't understand. Is this some kind of scam?
Who the fuck are you, man?
What do you mean, who the fuck am I? My name's Roy, bitch, and I want a DJ for my daughter's wedding, and I don't want some schmuck who fucking sells houses. I want a guy who knows how to burn decks.
Well, you know what? Why don't you fucking call someone else and start fucking insulting them and see if you can hire somebody, bro?
Hey, I can go all over Yelp and find dicknecks like you, but I heard you were good. And if you got the goods, I'm gonna fucking make you my DJ.
He's gone. That was pretty great. Can we call him and get him to sign a waiver now?
Sure.
Tell him hashtag Cacti Radio on Twitter.
He's a little sensitive over the fact that he couldn't make it as a real DJ.
I don't want no tweed suit, bitch. Oh, fine, Ellerback. What do you want?
Don't be mean to Ellerback.
He always calls it the shittiest mic.
I'm on the prank show. I feel so famous.
Ellerback, do you have a not shitty mic?
Hey, Ellerback, can we talk to your mom?
She's asleep. Yep.
Wake her up. Hurry up.
Go wake her up. Did your mom let you come to PLAcon yet?
She doesn't want me being around a whole bunch of drunk people, and she's scared you'll rape me. And
we would. Duh.
Exactly. That's why I want to go.
With our words.
That's bad.
We would rape your sensitive ears with our words.
I really want this to happen.
You'd feel our words sawing back and forth between your ears. Our words would cause your eyes to pop out of the sockets, and then we'd skull fuck your eyes with our words.
Oh, yes.
Wow, this is getting really bad.
Keep going.
Okay, I'm afraid we can't give you any more until you start paying $9.99 a minute.
I'll get right on that. I get paid next week.
Awesome.
Yeah. We'll finish this up later.
Yeah, right. Thanks a lot, Chris. Fuck you.
Brought to you by Carl's Jr.
That call was brought to you by Carl's Jr. and the hang-up button. So I pressed them at the same time.
Tombstone is bugging me to get added, so...
Tombstone, is that you?
I missed him already.
Yeah, it's me. The only reason why I'm here is because somehow... Now, maybe...
Speak up! Nobody can hear you.
Turn your phone the fuck up. Hurry up.
Try speaking into the microphone.
Now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Scream. Okay. The only reason why I'm listening is because I cannot hear it on the stream. I can only hear it on Skype.
Oh, I guess we got disconnected on the stream.
No, maybe. It's just him.
It's just me. Maybe I'm paranoid. I don't know.
Because there's 22 people listening.
And my software says the stream is active, so...
I just clicked on the stream and I heard Tombstone, barely audible, talking.
Why are you whispering?
I'm not.
Yes, you are, you fucking liar.
Your volume is very low. We can barely hear you.
No, he's whispering because he's all, I don't know.
No?
I don't know.
He's trying to be like Skunkworks, his hero.
Do you also melt bodies in tubs?
No, but he will eat period blood.
Oh, everyone go to twitter.com/RBCP and read my latest tweet.
Ooh. Do I have to? Tombstone, no. We can't hear you. You're being very, very soft and faggy with your talking.
Yeah, could you get a little harder for us, buddy?
That's what she said! Woo!
We want you hard. Whoa, what's that? What just happened?
I read twitter.com/RBCP's tweet.
Ah. I'm glad you approved.
For all the listeners who don't know, it says, @VerizonFriend, Verizon, someone claiming to be with Verizon just called me and said they were going to firebomb my house and then rape my dog. Sad face.
That's the same Twitter person that Dabney wrote to, and they replied to her.
That's probably Verizon's new social media center.
I should post something like, @VerizonFriend, I just had some crazy bitch named Dabney Port call pretending to be one of your customer service reps.
No. You should do it and say, I just had someone called Dabney Port call in and make a false claim that I have been harassing her. I have not.
Why don't you do it, Roxy?
Guys, because I don't have Twitter. Like, what if Dabney is listening right now? She knows the website.
That would be great. We could use the extra listeners. And Dabney counts as like three, so. What? It's just like on an airplane. You know, she has to buy the aisle, the window, and the middle seat.
Hey, Rob, just start calling her Fatney.
She looks like a midget.
Did you happen to see on the twitter.com/VZFriend? Like, the insane lady, like, with the insane smile on the picture.
She's really happy.
Rawr!
are.
Oh, Brad, you do need some education of social media before you and your radio going out and mess with people. Here is how to get millions out of 20K. Number of tweets, multiple with number of followers. Very easy calculation. Yeah, he sounds like a math major. There is... Oh, I can't read all this. This is huge.
That's what she said! Woo!
Me like, comment. Please post more soon for us to read now.
Did you just write that? That needs to be posted. Apparently all of Dabney's listeners are retarded. Or autistic or something.
No. Pseudo, it's spelled Verizon with an S. It's like phonewinners.com.
Maybe he's afraid Verizon's going to sue him if he spells it correctly.
You know, Cacti Ready only has 364 friends likes on Facebook, so I really hope this helps our numbers. That's kind of shitty that we only have 364.
Well, it's still more than phone winners.
Yeah, that's true.
They have 8, and they all stole them from us.
Yeah. He just went through my friends list and added people.
Oh, and they're mostly us.
I feel like the prank show is generating a lot of interesting press the last couple weeks.
Thanks, Rob.
You know, I don't want to be a part of the interesting press, though. Can we just go back to being, like, boring?
Her name is Roxy. She's responsible for this all.
You look to me as crack addict that I would not even touch with remote control. Why would you touch someone with a remote control?
He has a weird technology fetish.
You don't know who Dabneyport is, and you will never be fortunate enough.
Wow.
We don't have our diva classes, so we'll never be fortunate enough. I just posted, you make comment good post on wall hour. Post more, you should. So follow more us, they will.
Wow.
I think I'm going to find this guy's phone number and we should give him a call. Ask him for his opinion.
We want all of Dabney's friends' opinions on everything.
I'm going to follow him. Jennifer says, what specifically makes me look like a crack addict?
It's your pretty teeth.
I like way speak you two on Facebook. You very Noah leadable on things. You make comment good posts on Wallar. Post more now. Should so fellow more us will they. Now you're just turning into Yoda.
Hey.
Don't get technical with me.
I wouldn't be a technical writer.
Can we play that song? Quick, Rob, cue that up. I know you have it.
That's your shit.
I'm not calling into the phone show anymore because all Brad's going to do is play that in the background for the whole entire show.
On this week's show, I played nothing but Rail Maze.
Did you play it in the background throughout the whole show?
Yes, for the entire hour. It was awesome.
Why would you do that?
Rob, you only paid me to do an hour show, so I really think I'm going to need to go.
Yeah, I think we all need to go, and we need to reflect on our wicked ways.
Why can't we just end the fucking show?
All right.
Love everyone.
Love you guys.
Send all your ideas to rth@cactiradio.com.
I'm sorry I'm not on anymore.
Find new ways to get us kicked off the air.
We miss you, Roxy.
MP3s. Yeah, right.
We're going to do some police Twitter prank calls this week.
Then we'll definitely be off the air.
We're going to impersonate the cops and the DMV.
No, impersonate the city.
Night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.
Goodbye. That's the end of the show. Thanks for listening. Fuck you.